Last night, here in Ferndale, there was a meeting, and it had to do with the Humboldt County Fair Board. They were talking about Stuart Titus, the general manager, and the board decided not to renew his contract. And now KEIM, they were actually at the event itself and filmed some of the public reaction. And you pointed out earlier that the person that they featured in the news report, Tag Wotherspoon.
Tag Wotherspoon of the Point.
Right, exactly. Mm. He is someone who spends a lot of time with the sports world. Mm. And this is what Tag sounded like last night over at the Fair Board meeting.
This isn't about Stuart. It's about history and tradition. It's all about the Humboldt County Fair.
And on the phone now,
whoa,
Tag Wotherspoon.
Don't yell at me, Tag.
Fired up last night, Tag.
Well, it's all about passion. And when it comes to the Humboldt County Fair, I'm a firm believer that the Humboldt County Fair is the best 2 weeks of the year here on the North Coast. And myself, along with people from all over the West Coast, showed up at the meeting last night. And I think there were more people at last night's Fair Board meeting than there has ever been before. And people made the trip from Oregon. People made the trip from Sacramento area. And there were probably as many as 15 to 20 people.
Sure,
that,
and now
got
so
up and talked,
so when you
during the open portion
right.
of the meeting,
and so that was a quick clip of you, and you seemed very excited, and you have a strong opinion on this. But what else did you say last night?
Well, John, basically, you know, I talked about the fact that, you know, I'm a firm believer as far as, and I kind of prefaced my comments last night just to kind of put things in perspective. I said, hey, I'm going to take my hat off as a member of the media. I'm going to take my hat off as someone who works for Stuart Titus and the Humboldt County Fair. And I'm just going to speak as someone who loves the fair and is passionate about the Humboldt County Fair and how important the fair is to, you know, people here on the North Coast and how it, you know, affects so many people and how people really care about this fair and love this fair. So I basically addressed the board along with the crowd and just talked about the fact that what they've decided to do is not in the best interest of the fair. And that's the most important thing right now, is that as representatives of people here in Humboldt County, it's the responsibility of the fair board members to do what's in the best interest of the fair. And Stuart Titus has been doing a tremendous job, you know, for 22 plus years as our fair manager. And he's very respected by everyone that he comes in contact with. And just because they've got issues and they've got problems with whether it's Stuart personally or the job that Caroline Titus does with the Ferndale Enterprise as the editor and publisher and owner of the Enterprise, you know, they need to set aside their own agendas. They need to set aside their own feelings and emotions when they're trying to do what's in the best interest of the fair. And this is a perfect example of the people that decided to not renew Stuart's contract.
Tag.
They did not do that. And basically, that was my message last night, is that they were not doing a very good job as doing what's in the best interest of the fair.
Tag, this is a quick side note. I mean, I'm kind of curious. You say you took off your hat as a member of the media and an employee of the fair. Why did you, first, I don't know how that's possible, first of all, but then second of all, why did you do that? Why not speak as an employee of the fair?
Well, I just did that so I could be objective, okay? I mean, I can talk about it from a media, you know, as far as someone who's very involved in, you know, local sports and a member of the media, I can put that hat on and cover the story from that perspective.
But can, just by taking
you know,
your...
go to bat, I can go to bat for Stuart as someone who's worked for Stuart and the Humboldt County Fair, but I really felt that my best approach last night was just to take the approach in talking about, you know, this story and sharing my thoughts and feelings as someone
I get it. So Hank has a quick follow-up.
Yeah, but I mean, is it that easy? I mean, you just say, okay, I'm taking my hat off as an employee of the fair, and therefore you are all of a sudden an objective citizen? I mean, it seems...
Well, you know, I think I could be objective just because, you know, I'm so familiar with this story. And I know,
would make you not objective.
You know, what's happened behind the scenes. So I think being objective and maybe not letting my feelings and emotions... I'm a passionate guy. I'm a passionate guy. You know, whether I'm talking to a group of, you know, high school baseball players when I was coaching baseball, or whether I'm doing a broadcast on the Point, or whether I'm talking to people. So just because I was passionate and just because I took the approach that I did, you know, don't think for a minute that I wasn't being fair and objective as far as what I was trying to say and my message.
Tag, your colleague, your sports announcing colleague, Mel Birdie, I believe he's on the other side of this issue from you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I'll tell you what, you know, and Hank, you're very familiar with this, and so is John, you know, just based on things that have, you know, happened through the years, you know, in Ferndale, in the Eel River Valley, in Humboldt County. When you have something like this that is such a hot topic of conversation, you know, families are divided, friends are divided, relationships are divided. And, you know, this is just another example of that. And, you know, I respect everybody and their opinion where they're coming from. But Mel was, you know, one of 11 people because that's what happened last night. They voted again last night as far as deciding what they were going to do with Stewart, and they voted last night 11-8 not to renew Stewart's contract. So, you know, as of the end of February, unless something happens between now and then, they're going to need to find a new fair manager. So, no, Mel and I have, you know, we've had more than our share of discussions about this topic, and, you know, and my own uncle, you know, Irv Parlato, who used to be the president of the Fair Board and was on the Fair Board for a long time and, in fact, goes out with someone who's on the Fair Board, Cindy Olson. You know, we agree to disagree when it comes to how I feel about Stewart Titus and the Humboldt County Fair. So that's, you know,
right.
That's,
okay.
That's
no,
an example
that,
of,
that's fine.
Of,
I get it. I get
you know,
it. But so now, and I don't want you to speak for Mel, but what is he saying about this? Or what is the real reason, as far as you're concerned, that people are giving for not renewing his contract?
Well, I think there are some people that have a personality conflict with Stewart, but I really think that the real reason, and it's well documented, because members of the Fair Board have said to Stewart that, you know, he needs to get his wife under control, that he needs to make sure that there's nothing bad about directors or their families in the local paper. So, you know, I mean, you're talking Brown Act, you're talking freedom of the press, you're talking bullying. You can go on and on about what, you know, either individuals or groups of people that are on the Fair Board have done in threatening Stewart, as far as basically having Stewart try to tell Caroline how to do her job. So, you know, people supposedly have had their feelings hurt. You know what? You know the guy that's really had his feelings hurt based on the way he's been treated? It's Stewart Titus. It's not someone who's in a political cartoon. It's not someone who's being held accountable by what they're saying in a public meeting. You know, the real victim here and the person who really has had their feelings hurt after all he has done for the Humboldt County Fair and how well he is respected, you know, by people that come in contact with him and our fair, whether it's horse racing or the fair itself, is Stewart Titus. It's not John Berger. It's not Jeff Farley. It's not Cindy Olson. You know, these people that have appeared in cartoons that Jack Mays has done, those aren't people that have had their feelings hurt. The person that's had their feelings
Stewart
hurt
Titus.
Is Stewart
right.
Titus.
Mayor Stewart Titus. Stewart Titus.
Yes, exactly, the mayor.
Mayor Stewart Titus. And you know what? I want to add to that, John. You know, John and Hank, I just want to let you know that, you know, I feel so strongly, and I'm so passionate about this, that the way Stewart's been treated, that some of the people that are on the Fair Board, they treat their cows, they treat their horses, and they treat their pets better than the way they treat Stewart Titus. And I think that says it all. And I, you know, I am outraged by this. I mean, this is, and this story is not going to go away. This story is not going to go away as far as how the media is going to cover this story, because it doesn't have anything to do with his job performance and the great job that he has done as our affair manager. It's personal.
And, so, but now, I have to ask, Tag, and if you could try to listen to me, I know I'm a little faint. I know I'm a little faint, but you have to listen to me a little bit.
Tag,
I need you to shorten up your answers a little bit. Okay, so you can hear me now, right? I understand that you're probably having some difficulty hearing me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, fine, John.
Okay, all right. So, what does the Fair Board say when it comes to their official reason for letting him go? Because it can't be because they don't like his wife. So, what are they saying officially? What is the reason given?
Well, I can't speak for them.
But Tag, you've been looking at this. Just tell me what they're saying, please.
John Berger, who's the president of the Fair Board, or Jeff Farley, or somebody else that's on the Fair Board. And I think that's the interesting thing, is that there really has not been a legitimate reason, or really a reason as far as any type of explanation.
It's not job performance?
Why they decided to do what they did. So that's probably the million-dollar question, John.
Okay.
Because we know it doesn't have anything to do with his job performance, because recently he just had a job review, and he passed with flying colors.
So, but in these conversations you have with people on the board, what do they tell you? What do they say to you about why they're letting him go and not renewing his contract?
Well, a lot has to do with Caroline and the Ferndale Enterprise.
So that is actually what they're saying to you.
There are people that have told me that if we get rid of Stewart, we're also going to get rid of Caroline. That couldn't be further from the truth.
So, but you're saying that actual board members have said that to you?
Yes, as far as what's going on,
Can you give me a name on that?
She's the problem.
Can you tell me who said that? Can you tell me who said that?
What's happening to Stewart as far as, you know, his future as the fair manager?
Can you tell me who said that?
I'm not going to go so far. But, you know, as far as what's happened and as far as what people, people have said as far as giving an explanation based on what they decided to do. The bottom line is I haven't had anybody, you know, tell me in any way, shape, or form that Stewart is not doing a good job and you know, it's time for a change and, you know, so on and so forth.
No one has said that to you?
That doesn't have anything to do with why they decided to not renew his contract.
No one has said that to you, Tag. No one has said to you. I mean, you know all these four. You're a local boy. You know all these people. No one has said to you that the reason for it was of Stewart Titus's job performance.
Exactly. No, and I haven't. You know, all the people that I talk to that are either directly or indirectly involved with horse racing or involved with our fair, I haven't had one person contact me and say, hey, you know, it's you know, why has it taken so long for the board to, you know, make a change or move in a different direction? And, you know, the fair is going to be much better off without Stewart Titus. You know, I think his legacy and his track record speaks for itself as far as what he's done and what he's accomplished and how well respected he is, you know, by people out there that come in contact with the Humboldt County Fair. So,
well, Tag,
John said,
you were at the meeting last night. You were at this meeting. Certainly, they didn't say, you know, from the dais at this meeting that the reason we're getting rid of Stewart Titus is because we're trying to shut up his wife Caroline. Nobody said that.
You know, they're not going to say.
So what did they say?
Publicly, but it's well documented.
So what did they say publicly?
In meetings, and there have been committee meetings where people on these various committees have told Stewart and basically threatened Stewart that he needs to get his wife under control.
What did they say publicly last night?
That's in the minutes.
But last night, what did they say?
Well, last night, the support for Stewart was overwhelming.
What did the board say, Tag?
You know, from all walks of life, during the meeting, and I would say it was probably 80-20 in favor of Stewart as far as supporting.
So as far as the 20 goes, what did the 20% say then?
I'm just looking for a concrete reason as to what they're saying publicly about why they're not renewing the contract.
You know, that's like I said, that's the million-dollar question.
Okay, all right.
And I think that's where this story is going to go.
Okay, all right, I understand.
That until the Fair Board as a group provides the media, provides, you know, people with some type of explanation as to why they've decided to do that, that's going to be the million-dollar question.
You said 20% of the people who talked last night spoke against renewing Stuart Titus's contract. What were the reasons they gave?
Okay, the 20% of the people, which would have been maybe three or four people, all they really said was that they supported the board's decision.
Okay.
They didn't say anything. They didn't say anything specifically about Stuart and his job performance. All they did was kind of give the Fair Board a vote of confidence as far as supporting what they decided to do as far as the, you know, the decision that they made earlier this year.
Right.
Earlier this year when they had their last meeting.
So
the people that basically supported the board, that was really the only thing that they had to say, that they just agree with. You know, they talked about how hard it is to be on a board and
sure.
It's a challenge.
Hey,
and
tag.
You know, we support the
tag.
Board.
Okay, so the chances of you becoming the new general manager, who do you think will take that position?
Well, I think what happened last night, because they had another vote in closed session last night, and I guess by a vote of 11-8, they decided, you know, not to renew his contract or offer him a new contract. And I do find it ironic that there were a couple of people, that there were two board members that voted against him earlier this month that have now changed their mind, and they basically went the other way in support of Stuart Titus. So that's why the vote was different this time around, and you had a couple of people that weren't at the meeting, and somebody who wasn't at the meeting before who this time voted against Stuart. So no, I have no idea. I guess what I've heard from very reliable sources that the Fair Board is going to get together at some point in time in the near future and, you know, figure out what their next move is as far as maybe appointing an interim fair manager, whether it would be somebody that's on the board or somebody that's not on the board.
They'll find somebody. Okay.
And,
all right.
They,
okay.
You know, need to go
okay.
from there.
Tag,
because,
thank you very much.
You know, we've got this real sense of urgency.
Can you not hear me, or what is going on? Is it a technical problem, or I'm sorry. Okay. But Tag, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. I really do appreciate it. And the next meeting, I will be there. I know that you invited me last night and I was a bit late, but I would like to go to the next one. So would you keep me in mind when it comes around again?
I will definitely keep you in mind, and I know Coach Matthews, just like Hank, you guys are always on assignment. You always have something going on.
Exactly.
And, you know, I'd be more than happy, and I'm always just a phone call away as far as, you know, whether you guys want me to put on my media hat.
I want you to be you. I don't care. No, I want you to be you.
Someone who works for Stuart
Titus,
the Humboldt County Fair, or somebody
hats.
Who just loves the fair. I'd be more than happy, you know, to do
okay.
whatever needs to be done to help
right.
you guys out.
All right, Tag. Watherspoon, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, John. Thanks, Hank.
All right,
thank
see you
tag.
Later.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, Tag.
Do you know the Senate is thinking of altering the rules of the filibuster so that people actually have to speak for the allotted amount of time, you know, to stop legislation?
No kidding.
Breaking news.
That is. Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right, so this will continue. And I'm sure, of course, Caroline will have a story about it in this week's Fernando Prize. I understand that Ryan Burns was probably out there.
He's been spotted.
Yes,
yep.
North Coast Journal. They may have something on this shortly. And we will also have some more information on it as it becomes available.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Hank.
Thank you, John.
And coming up in a couple of minutes, it will be Things You Should Know.